Okay, I'm back. I made the calls, and I knew this would happen eventually, and I'm kind of glad it happened. And there were actually four companies in there, three of which the decision maker wasn't there, although I did drop my card off. The fourth one, the decision maker was there, and guess what happened? The guy was mad at me for coming in unannounced, and he let me know that and told me not to come into his business without an appointment, and he was a bit of a jerk about it. So that's the way it is, and that happens once in a while. And when this happens to me, and maybe this has happened to some of you, where you get a response from somebody that's, you know, you don't appreciate, or maybe they're a little nasty or rude, or you didn't get the outcome you expected. And I go, again, right to the E plus R equals O model here. I know that that call does not define me. And what will define me is how I respond. You can't control other people. You can't control what they do. You can't control what they say. You can't control whether they answer the phone or not. But what you can control is you. So control you. Make a decision to control what's controllable in your business. You can control you. And when I say that, that means you can control your response. So instead of beating myself up or getting upset or getting down in the dumps or worrying about this and taking it personally and all those different things that people tend to do, what I do here is I say how I respond determines my outcome. And my response is going to be, I'm going to keep making more calls. And one strong suggestion I have, if all of you out there, if you ever have a situation where you have a bad call, let's just call it a bad call, and it could be just a bad outcome. It could be somebody being rude. Whatever it is, somebody's rude to you. Who knows? Don't quit prospecting after a bad call, because then what happens is this. You spin that story about that bad call over and over and over and over and over and over and over again until you prospect again. So what that does is that just decreases, or it increases the amount of time that you're going to wait between prospecting, because you've got this bad story going and going and going and going and going. I always tell people that if you're going to stop, when you're going to stop, stop after a good call, because then you've got that to go with you. You take it with you. And if you don't make calls the next day for some reason, well, the next day you're still thinking about that positive outcome that you had. So you're still fired up and you still feel good. So that's a lot more productive, and it's a much better way to do things than to have a bad call and then stop. It's like, you know, if any of you have ever water skied, they say if you fall on your water skis and you hit your head really hard, the best thing you can do is get up and start skiing again, because if you don't, you might never water ski again because you'll be too afraid to do so. So it's the same situation here. If you get a bad outcome, instead of quitting, you know, keep making calls until you get a good outcome. And then stop after that, and then you can repeat that positive, empowering story to yourself over and over and over again until you prospect again. So that's it. It wasn't the outcome I was hoping for, but again, my response determines my outcome, so I'm going to go make some more calls. Talk to you soon.